This is Regin ATL coming to you from the lovely city of Atlanta via iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Google Play. Today, I have a special guest with me, Alyssa DiTommaso.
Hello.
So, Alyssa, tell me a little bit about yourself here.
New Jersey born, Atlanta raised, 25, just eager to get rolling in the world.
Eager to get rolling in the world. I wish I could say the same thing. I've been rolling in the world for quite some time. So, Alyssa, one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about here is online dating, the subject that's kind of ubiquitous in this culture now. Like, everybody seems to have, now I wouldn't say everybody, but there's a good percentage of people, especially in your generation, have seemed to have gone through this. You know, with the older crowd, it might be a little newer, I would say. And a lot more people are kind of getting into it as of late. Have you done any online dating?
Guilty as charged.
Really? What sites have you used?
I've used Tinder, Bumble, Coffee Meets Bagel. I'm starting to sound a little desperate, but I've used quite a few.
You know what's so funny is I met my ex on Coffee Meets Bagel, and I was with her for a year. I mean, that's, you know, it wasn't horrible. No, we're not together anymore, so it wasn't the best, but it wasn't horrible either because I was with her for like a year and we met on there. So, you know, Alyssa, one of the things that I've came across is there was a website, and it was called, it's an Instagram page, and it's called By Felipe. And one of the things that it gave me, or it opened my eyes to, was some of the difficulties that women face kind of in this medium. And it's a bunch of a kind of like rejection, emails, and it's across the spectrum, I guess, not just necessarily emails, but rejection, responses to women that hit up on OkCupid or Tinder. It's a kind of like across the board. Have you experienced any of that before yourself?
Absolutely.
How was that? Like, can you explain that a little bit, or go into how you felt when these things happened to you? Because when I looked at it from my perspective, I'm looking at some of these responses, like guys not getting responses in like 20 minutes and then sending like 7 messages that get progressively worse.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I guess maybe a little backstory about myself before I answer that. I'm just a really busy person. I'm finishing my bachelor's degree. I have multiple jobs, but I know what my schedule entails and I know what it can't entail. And I get oftentimes a lot of guys will be like, oh, it seems like you're too busy to go on dates, or you're too busy for me. And that's kind of when I get those responses, like the angry 7 messages in a row, that's when I get that, because guys will say, oh, I'm just looking for something casual, or I'm not looking to date seriously. I just want to meet somebody and see where it goes. And I'm like, great, me too. And, you know, it seems like I find the guys that they're lying to themselves and they're actually really wanting a serious girlfriend. And then they're like, oh, you know, how am I supposed to get to know you if you never can meet in person, or you're always busy? And it did happen to me actually through Tinder. I had a guy, you know, I thought we were really compatible. He was in marketing, you know, kind of had a busy schedule like me. And we eventually agreed to a date and a date and time. And I put it in my calendar and everything like that. And unfortunately, he had to cancel and was trying to reschedule on a day I was busy.
So he was the one who canceled?
Yes, it was him. It was not me. Because when I put it in I have 2 calendars. I have my digital calendar and I have my actual handwritten.
Which
personal
one's the
planner.
Most important calendar? Which is the handwritten? It all be it all. So if you make it into the handwritten calendar, you've made it.
Yes, I have my digital calendar, which if for any reason I forget my handwritten planner at home, I rely on that as my backup, but my handwritten planner is my life. So if he was in there, he was set, locked in, canceled on me, tried to reschedule for another day and time. And I was like,
so when he canceled on you, just to kind of pause there, when he canceled on you, how much time, like when he canceled, like, was it like his same day? Was it like previous day? What was that like?
Maybe like 15 hours before.
Oh, well, boo. Still.
I mean, that's still a day.
That's still like,
yeah,
this, right? That's still,
yes,
like this kind
maybe
of the same
day before,
day. I see.
Maybe like late the night before.
Right.
So, you know, that's an acceptable time to me to, you know, if you need to cancel or back out. Or
so what's
try
a non-acceptable time?
Like the hour before, 2 hours before, 3 hours before. I'll even, if it's a dinner date, I'll accept the morning before, like the morning of. I'm pretty flexible about that. But once you get close to lunch,
24 to 72 hours, Alyssa. I need a day to 3 days.
What happens if they have an emergency? Time. What if their like cat dies?
Okay. So for cat dying, because I like cats. So if your cat dies, then it's traumatic, and I can take any amount of cancellation time on that. However, I would say like I will give everybody one. You get one time.
One
everybody
emergency?
Everybody gets well. You get one. Well, you get one of like cancellation time. And if there's a situation where you have like multiple, then I begin to put you in that flake category, and you're not making it out of there.
Well,
like,
what once you happens? Get to the flake what if room. They're just a person with bad luck? You know, somebody whose cat dies.
A series of unfortunate events.
And then the next day, their car gets rear-ended, and they like have whiplash in their neck. Like, how do you control that?
So what we call that, Alyssa, and we'll go over this a little bit later. We'll call that a red flag.
Okay,
that's what we call that. So you said he canceled on you, and then you tried to reschedule, and what happened then?
Well, we tried to work out a rescheduling date, and he just was not feeling my schedule. Was like, you're too busy, you know.
How many times did you guys try to work out a rescheduling date?
You know, maybe two dates. He threw out a date. I said, no, that doesn't work out for me. How does this work for you? No, that doesn't work for me. Well, let me do it like this. No, it doesn't work for me.
That's exactly how he sounded. No, it doesn't work for me.
I don't know. That's in my head how it sounded.
It was through text though, right? You got the text back and forth?
It was text.
You know,
message.
A lot of times, Alyssa, it's hard to get tone from text.
And, you know, I was keeping it general because I understand I'm a busy person. I don't like my time being wasted. But what happened next was immediately before I could even respond was, it just seems like you don't have enough time for me. I'm just trying to get to know you. Like, how am I supposed to get to know you if I can't meet you in person? That was the first text. The second text was, I just feel like you're misleading what you were saying you were interested in doing.
Oh, wow.
And this was maybe a year or two ago, so I don't remember
the
exact
Did he expand
language.
On the misleading portion? Like, did he
you know, he
say
just
exactly
kept saying
that
I just wasn't giving him enough time. And so I was very upfront with, hey, this is my schedule. I can give you time, but you have to understand I'm a very busy person, but I do have time in my schedule to dedicate to a person.
Did you let him know that he had made it into the handwritten planner? Maybe that would have made a difference.
I mean, that's not like a detail that's necessarily important. If I'm giving you my time, you should know that.
Like
obviously,
that you giving the time supersedes the handwritten planner information is what you're saying.
I mean, I feel like it's a level of respect. If I'm giving you some of my time, I'm not obviously, I feel like there's something worth my while to meet you in person and not right. have a conversation over the phone or through text message. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, you know, I'm sorry you feel this way. It seems like you and I are wanting two different things. I was looking just to casually date, and it seemed like you were looking to casually date, but it seems like you're looking for something a little bit more serious and somebody who can give you a little bit more attention than I can give you. So I don't think we should go out, and I wish you the best of luck in your, you know, journey
your
to romance.
Your future endeavors, your
and
romantic
he
life.
Said in all caps to me, LOL. My journey to romance. What do you mean? And then he just went off, and it ended basically with him calling me the B word and the C word. Gonna keep it kind of edited.
Yeah, let's keep this family friendly, but we get what's going on. Those words are commonly used on Bi Felipe. They're commonly
yes,
used on this.
You know, so I got that quite a few times. It made me so enraged and angry, and I never let stuff like that get to me because I'm like, whatever, you know, he has an ego, no big deal. But it made me so mad that I was being the bigger person. I was being, you know, cordial, and I said, I'm sorry for wasting your time. You know, I wish you
the best.
Is that
the last thing? Did you send any response when he sent that? Did you send any response to those?
I blocked him. I was like, I'm
not here
for
this. So there was no response to those. Like, the all caps was the end it all be it all, pretty much.
Yeah,
there was no direct response after
that. I was not going to respond to that or give him any more attention. Okay. I immediately went to Tinder and started blocking his profile, reporting his profile. And he would bring, like, they would, like, take down his profile. He would get another one. And I saw his picture, and I was like, no, he doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve to talk to women that way. And so I kept reporting his profile. It made me so mad. Eventually, he had a pseudonym or an alias, if you will. Same pictures, same profile. And I was like, no, you don't deserve that.
You don't deserve a Tinder profile.
Yeah. And
so
Tinder's
is he off
a
of Tinder
like,
probation now? How long does that last?
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen his profile ever since.
Wow. Well, that's it. Tinder purgatory, I guess he's in there. So we have, I feel like, okay, so let me play devil's advocate here. I feel like I can't say it's complete devil's advocate because if you were a parent that you're not looking for anything serious, then I can understand kind of both sides of this. And for one, I wouldn't have canceled the first time. Like, you know, I'm not going to be that guy who is super crazy about my time and not give that same energy. You know what I mean? It's a give and take. I'm not the cancellation guy. I tend to keep my appointments unless, you know, my cat dies. I don't have a cat, but if it died, I would cancel my appointment because I'd be heartbroken. But I do can tend to keep my appointments and stuff. So I get, and I kind of put this, because I've been on dating profiles myself or dating sites and apps and stuff. And I tend to put that I want somebody who has time to date. Like, because I believe if you're a workaholic, like me and a workaholic usually don't mix, because I like to spend time with my significant other. If my significant other is working all the time, then there's no, it's hard to build. Like, I need work-life balance. You know what I mean? So me personally, I like to have a significant work-life balance. And I try to put that, I put it out there though. I make it apparent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I did the same thing at the time. I just wanted to casually date, and I thought it would be something that would be good for me. Cause I was like, you know, trying to figure out if I'm more of the person who, you know, doesn't like casually dating, but likes to be in a relationship for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm a casual dater. I'm not a casual dater, but I just need to, and I know I can dedicate time to somebody, but it's like, I'm not going to immediately after 10 minutes of knowing you, make my whole life around you.
Yeah. You don't deserve time dedication. I've never seen you in person. I'm sorry.
And that's happened to me before. I actually scheduled a date with a guy because he was like, oh, you know, blah, blah. We have a lot in common. Great. Blah, blah. You know, the whole, you know, context between him and I, we had a lot in common. We talked, and then I was busy and didn't respond to him for, I'm not even lying, 16 hours. I didn't talk to him because I was actually, you know, he said good morning, I said good morning, and then he was like, oh, how's your day? Blah, blah, blah. I'm busy. That's what I said to him. And
you say, so he said, how's your day? And you're like, I'm busy.
Not like that. I was
so like, I'm busy.
No, it was, we were talking about our schedules for the day. It was in the morning. I was like, oh, I have a pretty hectic day ahead of me. I'm sorry if I don't have a lot of time to talk today. Hope you have a great day though.
Okay. So that's a pretty positive. Wrapped up. That's a pretty,
yeah, I just wanted
well-rounded
to, yeah, make it very clear. Right. I don't have a lot of time to talk today.
Okay.
But I hope, you know, that I like him, blah, blah, you know, feelings, whatever.
Okay.
And he scheduled a date with me a week in advance. And I was like, okay, this guy has promised, you know, he obviously has a schedule to maintain.
No doubt.
And 3 days before the date, he starts asking, are you sure, you know, you want to go on the date? Are you sure?
Boo. And I'm like, I know where this is going.
I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to meet you in person. You know, we've had great conversation. And that was the day I was busy. And I was like, unfortunately, like, you know, not unfortunately, I'm busy. But then, like, you know, the conversation started to, like, get a little dry. So I was like, hey, hope you have a great day. Got a busy day ahead of me, but hope you have a great day. And then the day of the date, he starts asking, oh, you know, are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, because this actually happened to me a month ago.
So this is the day. This is the day before. So this is fresh. This is 30 days ago.
This is maybe a month or two ago. So I was like, listen, I'm not trying to be rude here. And I'm not trying to have my time wasted. If you don't want to go on a date with me, that's fine. And it seems like you don't want to go on a date with me. I don't know if it's that you are embarrassed to say you don't have an attraction to me anymore. I don't know if you don't know how to handle that.
What would have changed in that time? You guys still never seen each other.
He said to me, the exact words were, I just don't think we have a lot in common because you didn't talk to me for like a day.
Wow.
And I was like, thank you for letting me know ahead of time, even though I had to pull it out of him. But I was like, thanks for letting me know ahead of time. Best of luck in your romantic life.
Right, right.
And you know what?
Did he send you any messages after that?
He was just like, thanks, sorry. And it's like, you know what? I get it. Not everybody's compatible, but it's like, don't be scared to be like, listen, you know, I thought we would have more in common. I'm just not feeling that connection. And that's totally fine. I get that. But to outright try and make me be the one to cancel the date because you don't want to go anymore. No, don't play that game.
He was hoping. You throw it out there like, hey, well, do you have anything else you need to do that day? Because we can, you know, do it some other time if you like.
Yeah. And I was just like,
passive aggressive.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Life is too short to play that game of, oh, and what would have happened if I was like, no, I want to go on the date with you. I really want to go. He was going to be miserable on the date. And I knew he was going to be miserable on the date. But it's like, I just grow a pair and be like, listen, this is oh how I'm feeling. God.
So that's a great segue into our next situation. Cause I know from a guy perspective, we're going to see things a little bit differently. What do you feel like? Do you ever send the first message?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to set the level of expectation there. I mean, I understand.
What does that first message say?
You know, it's based off the profile. If I see somebody has
Alyssa's not copy and pasting the same. Hey,
sometimes if I feel like their profile is dry and I can't pick up like a witty like connection or joke off of the profile, you know, hey, how are you? Like, hope you have a great day. Hey, hope you're having a great day. Like, how are you doing? Something like that. But
does everybody respond to your messages?
I get like a pretty high response rate, probably 90% response
Alyssa
rate.
Alyssa is bringing them in, ladies and gents. 90%. Out of 10. I mean, that's goodness gracious. That is, you're smashing. I got to see what those profile pics look like, Alyssa, because 9 out of 10 is a very high rate. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
And so one of the things I would say, and we discussed this a little bit before show, is that there's a lot of double standards in the sense that women will definitely, this super irks them is the hey.
It is super irks women. Right. With five Y's, .. nothing else.
They do not like that. They do not like that, right? Now, the thing is, Alyssa, you know how many times I get that message? That's the message I get from women, the first message.
And I cannot stand that. If you know what? And it goes to, there's a saying, basically, it's like, the saying goes, a strong woman calls upon a strong man. So it's like, if I know who I am as a person and the expectations I hold myself to, I hold that to the same expectation of a partner. And so if I know I'm outgoing and I'm a go-getter and I'm totally okay. I'm not afraid to make that first move, but I expect the second move to be just as big as the first move. So if I'm like, oh, hey, what's your favorite jazz band you've listened to, if I see you have jazz on your profile, I expect you to say, oh, I like Trombone Shorty. I saw him in concert when I was out in Oakland, California.
Is that an actual artist? Was that an actual conversation?
No, Trombone Shorty is the artist. Okay. And I actually did see him in concert.
Very
but,
nice.
You know, I expect Facts you to turn around and be like, oh, I see that you play tennis. Like, I play tennis too. We should go out and play sometime or something like that. That's equal amount. I see you invested some energy into my profile to have a conversation with me.
Okay. So you don't see what other double standards from your soul? Because that's a double standard from my perspective that I definitely see. What are some of the double standards from your perspective that you feel exist in like that whole online dating universe?
Time priority. So basically I feel like it's definitely more socially acceptable for a guy to, a girl to say, hey, how are you doing today? Or, hey, I like your profile, or I like this, that, and the other. But it's more socially acceptable, I feel like, for a guy to not respond for maybe 24 to 48 hours.
Wow,
you know,
Alyssa,
that whole business day turnaround. But, God.
So don't we all go through that, though? Because let me tell you something. Alyssa, maybe you're just in a more attentive woman you are. Because a lot of ladies do this exact same thing. They fall off the face of the earth.
You know what? I want to give women the benefit of the doubt because I feel like, you know, that what was the hashtag? Hashtag waste his time 2017. That attitude really didn't start coming out until
God. Let's slow that down. Hashtag, what was that hashtag again?
Hashtag waste his time 2017. And so, I know it's 2018.
Did you take that into 2018? And then are we taking that into 2019? Can I get my time back in 2019?
Yeah,
is that possible?
You know what? I've never used the hashtag because if I'm wasting somebody's time, I'm also wasting my time because I'm
the
putting
most important
attention
thing,
into it.
Right. That's exactly. Because I don't want to waste both of our time.
Right.
Now, what is that about? Like, and what do you feel like that? When you say waste his time, like what did that mean? That means not respond to you?
No,
wait 24
absolutely.
Hours and
like,
all this stuff?
Give guys a taste of their own medicine is basically what that's saying.
Goodness.
It's like, oh, a guy's not going to respond to me for 24 hours? Well, how does he like it if I don't respond to him for 24 hours? Or like, you know, tip for tap kind of deal. Like, oh, he's not going to pay my way. Like, you know, he wants to take me out on a date but doesn't want to pay. Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll go Dutch and I'll just pay for myself.
So when you go on dates, because I will say one of the more daunting, since we're on the double standard situation, one of the more daunting parts of online dating is when you're doing that first meetup and all the other stuff, and you got to figure out the whole pay situation. Now, me personally, I always pay. Always do. And so I could be going broke out here. You know what I mean? But I'm always paying. What is the expectation?
Well, see, I feel like guys, I don't know. I always offer to pay my way. I
definitely
always
do that and keep that up. Because when women don't even offer them like that, it's very disrespectful.
I feel like that's very, at least offered. I feel like it's almost an indicator of either a person who's not financially stable enough to be dating, or they are, I don't want to say it in a rude way, but gold digging. And you know what? I hate saying that because I am a lady and I understand there's the expectation of, you know, a guy should, when he asks you out, he should pay, he should, like, you know, indicate that
so
it was a good date.
So is it a matter of who asks out?
It's like a blurred area because of the world we live in. I always offer to pay my own way for at least the sake of if the guy did not have a good time on the date and doesn't want to offer me a second date, he doesn't feel obligated to pay for me.
Man, I've had a couple of those and they cost me almost $100 a piece.
Yeah, and I always, and when I go, and here's the other thing though, I never, ever, ever expect a guy to take me somewhere where it's like the plate is going to be $50 per person. I just feel like that's so tacky and it kind of shows your intentions a little bit. I understand, you know, you may, for a guy's perspective, if he asks a girl out, may want to take her somewhere to impress her. I understand that. But I also, a lady, I feel like, and I'm not saying lady like, oh, most proper, but I'm saying like a female, you know, be realistic. Like if you know you can't afford a 50 plate dinner, or, you know, you have a budget, or you're sensible with your money, don't expect a guy to fish out like that. Like that's not fair to him.
So then what's the bottom of the barrel? Can we go for some nuggets?
I mean, maybe first day I would expect something like we could go to O'Charlie's. Like, I feel like that's okay, medium or a taco.
So that's like
mat.
A mid. So when do we get to the bottom of the barrel here?
I would say maybe like fifth or sixth date. Like we're maybe going on a hiking trip or we're going on a road trip. Like, hey, let's stop and get some McDonald's. Like, hey, let's get some fast food on the way. Like I feel like I'm pretty realistic with that, but I'm also
so
open.
First date McDonald's. No.
You know, unless if it was like an extreme, like one of those weird dates where it's like you went to the movies and then afterwards you were going to go get dinner, but the place you were going to go get dinner at was closed and there was a 24-hour McDonald's. That's, I'm
open.
Is that the only,
because I'm thinking, Alyssa, when's the last time you've been to McDonald's?
No shame, this past week.
Okay, so McDonald's has items now and some of them are expensive, Alyssa. So basically,
I
can
agree.
Go, what if I, and okay, so what if it's like this? You go to McDonald's. You can have the run of the store, whatever you like. Is that good or bad?
I think it depends on the context of the date.
Smoothies
like,
and everything. Smoothies are on the table.
Let me explain it this way. I feel like if you know maybe you don't have the biggest budget in the world, but you still want to have a good time. I feel like kind of play that up. Play up that little fun, like make it a themed date. Like, oh, let's do like a 90s themed date and we'll go get like orange soda and burgers and like good burger kind of feel, or like play it up a little bit.
So do we have to dress
like,
up to go to McDonald's?
No, not necessarily that. But I'm just saying like play it up. If you know like you still want to have an amazing experience, but you're on a budget, play that up. Like, you know, play it up that it's going to be a fun experience. Like, you know, hey, let's do McDonald's and walk around the mall, but let's have fun with it. Like it doesn't have to be, hello, I am Alyssa DiTommaso. It is a pleasure to meet you today. I see on your profile that you are XYZ and Omega to the Alpha Power W. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. Have fun. Like, just relax.
So are you saying the place doesn't matter as much? Because I'm thinking, like, let me tell you something. I've been on the other side of sweating bullets hoping she doesn't pick that market price. Because when she's going down, I've been like that guy who's like, well, let's let her order first. And then I can see what I'm going to order. Am I having water today or wine? We shall see in a second.
Well, I don't know if it's possibly my upbringing or my sense of money, but I just feel like if you wouldn't do that for that person, or if you wouldn't do that for yourself, like, you know what, treat yourself every now and then. I totally get that. Everybody deserves to, you know, be shampooed and conditioned to a nice night.
Shampooed and conditioned. Don't we all deserve shampoo and conditioning?
Absolutely. Now and then. Like, you know, like a nice pampering experience. That's the word I was trying to think of. I knew if I threw some words out there, it'd come to me. But, you know, I just don't feel like it's fair, especially in today's day and age, because dating is so instantaneous now and it may not even work out. It's not fair to expect like a $50, $60 plated date, each first date. That is not fair. And you should be paying your own way if that's the expectation.
Nice. Well, I mean, you're more you're on a more equal footing than some people. I definitely don't want to do make any sweeping generalizations there. So another thing that we were kind of talking about before was, what type of screening standards do you do before you go on your first dates? What are those like? Because I know for guys, our screening standards are looking at the screen and seeing how she looks. She looks good. She has met our screening standards.
So I feel like I'm a little bit of like a James Bond spy, if you will. I try and throw out like screener.
Are you spying on guys? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily,
are you, like,
but
in the bushes and stuff?
I throw out questions like, you know, I may ask, oh, what do you do for work, or what company do you work for? And then to make sure they're actually saying who they say they are, or that, you know, I feel like it's kind of rude to be like, send me a pic to prove you're not a catfish. I feel like that's a little harsh.
So why do you fight that's rude?
Because
in this day and age, Alyssa, of the catfish and the people out here being totally who, and I'm going to show you some pictures too. Like there's a couple pictures I meant to show you because, full disclosure here, when I went looking for a female co-host, I got sent a lot of pictures, and yeah, I feel like,
I don't think I even sent you a picture.
No, you didn't, but here you are.
I know what I mean? I am who I am. I'm unforgettably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
and
me.
The thing is like there wasn't any necessary, you know, but as from going through this and going through this experience, and I'm kind of like, wow, like I get both sides of it. I get why you would ask for the picture. And if you don't, it is what it is.
Well, here's my thought with that. And I get that a lot. Like, I get guys asking me that a lot. And it really
offends. They ask you for pictures.
Because they think I'm a catfish.
But clothes pictures.
Yeah, they're not, like, asking me for nudes. But, like, they're like, send me a picture so I know you're not a catfish. And it offends me because I'm like, why would you question my integrity or my character like that immediately off the bat?
I see.
But so that's why I feel like it's important to ask screener questions like, oh, like what area do you live in, or what company do you work for? Because you can take the answers from those questions. And, you know, if they say, hey, I'm Matt and I live in Alpharetta, you can, obviously I'm not using a real person or their last name.
I'm pretty sure there is a Matt in Alpharetta though.
Right. But I mean, if they have like a unique, you already have seen pictures of them from their profile and maybe they have a unique last name, but you may not know their last name yet, but they have a unique, like, you already know what they kind of look like and they're telling you what area they live in. You have to just go through scanning profile pictures, and that may not be that hard to do. Or they may say, hey, I'm Matt. I live in Alpharetta and I work for Coca-Cola. Now you have a company, you have a city, and you already know what they look like according to what they're telling you. So if something's not adding up, you will know immediately.
So have you ever had a situation where things didn't add up?
Absolutely. Probably my very first Tinder date. I went on a date with this guy. I thought things were going to be great. He was like some sort of physical therapist.
So you thought all this before the actual date happened?
And,
like, you guys
know,
matched
and
thought
him.
This.
Yeah. And like, he lied about his height. And like, I understand.
How bad was that?
We were the same height. And like,
what is that height?
5'4", 5'4".
Okay.
And
so
I don't have a problem.
5'4". Do you have, okay. So for all of the vertically challenged guys out here, do you, what is that? What's the shortest you would date?
Probably maybe somebody at least 1 inch higher than me, like 5'5".
5'5".
But my problem was, I don't care, like, you know what, your height, you know what, just be honest with me. And I was really offended by that. And I feel like because he was also, maybe it was an insecurity of him for his height, he had to brag about these crazy things. Like, he was like,
to make up for it.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, me and my friends go skydiving once a month. And maybe he did, but it was the way he presented himself about it. I was like, this dude is lying. Like,
you didn't feel like he was even being honest about the skydiving?
Yeah, like, I just felt like everything he was saying was trying to make his life seem bigger and better or taller than it really was.
So do you feel like there's some, because, you know, there's like what's called like the, you know, the short man complex and stuff of that nature. Do you ever feel like it kind of, you already go in with thinking that if any person brags about something that they're automatically making up or something due to that kind of theory that's out there or that stigma?
You know what?
Let's say if he was like 6 feet and if he was having the exact same conversation with you, would you have felt he was lying then?
Again, it depends on the context and the way this particular person, man, gentleman, boy person was talking, I just felt like he was full of it. And even if he was 6 feet tall and saying that, if he was presenting it in the same manner, I would still think he was lying and full of it.
Really?
And maybe height wasn't his insecurity. Maybe it was he's a, you know, team member at, you know, Target, or he only makes minimum wage, but he doesn't want to seem like he's not a baller, which, you know, we all got to start somewhere. We all got to make income somewhere.
Right. So when you, how tall did he say he was on his profile?
You know, it never listed a height, but based off the pictures, this is how I started, like I had to get good with, what is it called when you like have to gauge somebody's height based off of like surrounding images or things.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So if I were to like stand by the door, mm-hmm. you'd say, okay, she's probably average height for a girl, or like, right. maybe like,
so if you're towering above the door, I'm like, wow.
Or like, if you could see I'm close to the top of the frame of the door, you're like, oh, she's probably pretty tall. He or she's probably pretty. So I started getting good at that because he never listed a height. We never talked about height, which again, it's not like it's a deal breaker for me.
If he had said it was 5'4", would you have messaged him? Would you guys even got to that first date?
You know what? I probably not but I have learned, you know what? I've learned my lesson with that, avoiding guys with shorter height, because you know what? There are great guys out there that are not tall, and that's totally fine. And I learned my lesson though, but I think because of that first experience, it did kind of throw me off a little bit. So I don't know. I tried to avoid shorter guys from that experience, but there's like backup experiences that also I have problems with, like that maybe I don't know if like, again, the height was the insecurity, or I don't know, but
like you're drawing that correlation between, has it been like,
right, so
have you dated like 3 or 4 or 5 or 4 guys
that are like
talking about skydiving, or
no,
do they all do that?
So I dated another guy who was also short, you know, very well put together person. He like was like an insurance broker.
So we say short, what is that height? Because I'm only 5'8", so I got
this guy was maybe like 5'6" or 5'7", to be honest. Right. I couldn't even wear heels around him. Like, I was taller than him in my heels. And I don't wear like 6-inch heels. I wear like 4-inch heels or 3-inch heels. So I was like taller than him. But the problem was, like, he was like very much, I had to be like submissive kind of deal.
Not, what do you mean?
Like, basically, he's the man. He is in charge. Like, what he says goes kind of deal. My opinions were not correct, or my thoughts were, well, you shouldn't be thinking that because I'm in charge kind of deal. I'm like,
is that how he would explain? How long? First of all, let's put this in context. How many dates did you guys have?
So we dated for maybe like 2.5 months.
Wow.
I gave him a solid chance.
You gave him a shot. Right. Absolutely.
So, cause I was like, you know, he's kind of on the shorter side, but he could have an amazing personality and I can overlook height. But then,
so
like,
what made you even get to that point? Like, how did you even get that far? Like, because you guys went out on dates, I'd imagine. Did they ever get to the point where, like, okay, we're actually seeing each other?
Yeah, and like, I would go over to his place, he would come over to my place, we would go out to dinner, stuff like that. But it was just like, I started realizing these, like you mentioned, red flags. And I was like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, why can't, like, what is going on?
And it wasn't the whole like authoritative.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, again, like he's the man, he's in charge, what he says goes. Like, if it's like adverse to his opinions, he didn't want to hear it. And I feel like it partially was because I feel like his height, because everything else he was like totally cool about. And I think it was like, it kind of clicked in my head when I met like one of his friends were like taller than him. And he was like really like possessive, holding on to me, like putting his arms around me. And I'm like, normally he wasn't like that. I'm like, yo, like back off. Like, I like my space.
Wow. That's called cuffing, the cuffing maneuver.
He's
cuffing you. Letting people know, listen, not this one.
Yeah. I was not having it because it was out of his behavioral norm. So I was like, it like clicked in my head in that moment. I was like, I feel like he's like being insecure right now.
Really? So to go on the whole like double standards there, you know, a lot of women do that. I've dated women who've done the exact same thing. Like, if we're around other women, the arm cuff comes in,
the hand holding, the backup that lets
all of you other ladies know. That what time it is. So do you not? I mean, have you never done that yourself?
When I was young, yes.
No, you're young now. You're only 25.
When I was 18 years old, I definitely did that. But I've learned my lesson.
What was the lesson that you learned?
You know what? If a guy wants to be with you and you want to be with him, or adversely, girl wants to be with a guy and the guy wants to be with the girl, it's just a natural. You can tell. You don't have to prove. If you have to prove to the public that this is your person, that's not the person for you. And stop wasting your time, because obviously either there's something wrong with you internally that you need to work out, or the compatibility is just not good and you already know that. So you need to let them go.
Wow.
And if they are meant to be with you, they will work to be with you.
Okay. So I know that we had talked before about kind of like the male on that site that we were talking about, when we were talking about the response times and all the other stuff. We were talking about how a lot of people on that site in particular, anyway, felt like there was a certain sense of male entitlement. And I want to give some pushback against that a little bit here, because I feel like with a lot of guys, we are expected, from what the gender norms are, guys are expected to kind of step out, right? And so let me put this actually in a different context, because I don't find there's any reason for the male entitlement portion. So I don't want to seem like I'm kind of caping for that. But I would say that there is times where the gender norms that guys are supposed to step out there, do their thing, stuff of that nature. And when you do, and you get that rejection, or you don't get the no response and stuff like that, a lot of these guys do act out. So there's no reason on them acting out. But do you feel like there's a certain sense of male entitlement, like guys expect their response there?
You know, it's human nature to have a fear of rejection. When I was a little girl, when people would tell me no, they didn't want to go on a play date with me, I would cry for hours. So
hours.
It's human.
Longer than what the play date would have been.
Absolutely. But I mean, it's human nature, and I completely get it and I understand. But, you know, I don't know with men if it's partially an environmental thing, like I was mentioning to you a little bit earlier before we got on and started talking. But I don't know if it's, oh, well, I saw like my brother, my dad, my cousins, my friends, or my manager, you know, when they're talking to a woman and they don't get their way, I hear the way they talk about that woman or see the way they treat that woman afterwards. So it's appropriate for me to be disrespectful towards that woman or call her names or, you know, say she's going to die slowly or painfully. And I hope that, you know, she eats shards of glass and her heart explodes. I don't know. I mean, cause you know, if you think about it, like if a woman were to do that, a man would be like, what the heck? This girl is crazy.
Right,
like,
right.
Let me tap out this. Bye. Exit sign. Emergency exit. Like, right. Like ripcord launch. Got to let go. Time to go kind of deal. But it's, I don't know if men are even thinking about it in the perspective of, yo, if a girl were to do this to me, I would be out. And so it's one of those situations, again, I don't know if it boils down to environmentally, what they've grown up around physically, seeing other people do and thinking that's an acceptable behavior to have. I don't know if it's playing on the fear of rejection and that's how they handle, you know, a fear or in interacting with a fear or engaging with that fear. I don't know if it's self-preservation, but it is one of those things that it's not acceptable. Like, take your L. Everybody loses.
Yeah, take your L.
It happens. Try I mean, again, like, you know what? I lose too. I absolutely lose.
Only 10% of the time, though. We've gone over this. Well, your win record is phenomenal.
Response rate is phenomenal, but that doesn't necessarily mean the rejection rate.
Okay.
Be honest there, because I'll have quite a few conversations with people and it seems to go somewhere and then it just dies off. And that's totally fine. That was the natural trajectory of the conversation, or they didn't see a connection with me, or they felt whatever happened. And that's totally fine. It happens. You're not supposed to date everybody. You're not supposed to sleep with everybody. You're not supposed to have all these amazing connections with everybody. That's why they're called amazing connections. They're only supposed to happen with like maybe three people.
I have a significant amount of amazing connections with people. I hear all the time, crazy.
I think maybe you haven't had a significant enough connection then. Possibly they're all
shallow. So you're saying there's another level of significance
I have yet to have reached. Or you may be an excellent communicator and know how to reach everybody's core and have these amazing connections.
Thank you. I'll take that last one. I really like that one. So we do the... When it comes to guys and the whole rejection situation, I definitely don't feel like there's any reason why you should call people names and stuff like that. I kind of agree in the sense that you kind of take your lumps, keep it moving. Now, I will tell you, though, I will tell you the other side of the situation. Me being a guy, and this is one of the reasons when I'm looking at a site like By Felipe, and I'm looking at the I should be going for a sponsorship here, but I'm looking up, I really do love this site. Like everybody should be. I feel like this should be must read for a lot of guys to be able to get a different perspective. But when I'm looking at that, I do notice that on the flip side of that, if you're a guy and you turn down a woman, because I don't date every woman that hits me up. I don't I don't respond to every woman that hits me up. I feel like a lot of women, they result to the same thing. Oh, he must be gay, or he must be, you know what I mean? They result to the same type of tactics, but in a different kind of way. Maybe it's not as aggressive. Maybe it's not, you should just die. I mean, I don't think anybody should say
like
that.
Like the self, like kind of your self-esteem, you need to like the build up.
Right, right, right. And to build mine up, I got to take yours down.
And again, I don't know if it's because if you think about it, it's like a little bit of like a psychological kind of thing. Like if you think about it, men, even at a young age, are kind of raised with, and I don't think aggressive is the right word, but that men strong, like women emotional kind of deal. And, and you know, maybe like, and again, that's why it boils down possibly to environmental, because the men in these men and young boys' lives, maybe the way they interpreted that whole men have no feelings, they have to be strong, they have to, you know, be masculine, is to tear down others. So that could be how those people are interpreting that situation.
Okay. Could see that. So we're going to kind of segue, because we're going to probably run out of time. I'm not sure if we can get to all these subjects, but we're going to kind of move on to the red flags that kind of come up here on these sites, and maybe how that kind of coincides with the quality of pay sites versus free sites. Cause I know there's from what I've been told, is a lot of free sites tend to present more red flags versus your pay sites. Or maybe people are more serious about their search and everything. So as a person who's been on both, you know, I will tell you my experience is there's, I mean, I can't say that the relationships that I've had, when ones that have kind of born relationships, I can't say that they were any better from at the end of the day, one than the other. I could, from what I've heard, ladies tell me, they might say that the free sites are bottom of the barrel. Like they're everybody, like everybody's on the free site. So you're getting like a million messages as soon as you sign up type thing. I don't know it from that perspective. Have you been on any paid sites before or only free?
You know, I haven't been on any paid sites before. I think, however, the expectation is, hey, I'm paying for this, I would expect a higher quality product.
Well, I feel like paying for it, what it tells me is that you're actually going to pay attention to
it.
Right.
Like, and if
you're not paying for it, you might not ever check it.
Yeah. And additionally, it kind of boils down to, well, if somebody's paying for this type of a service, they're obviously in a different state of mind. They may actually
more
be
serious.
Looking more serious. They also are in a, I'm not saying it in a, like I'm a financial gold digger person, but they're in a different financial tax bracket, or they're willing to pay money to make sure they're having a successful relationship or find successful,
right. Like more skin
find
in the game.
More quality suitors to date them.
Okay. So what do you, but you say you've never been on a paying site yourself.
I've never been. I have time to date. I know I don't have time to pay for a,
you have time to date, but you don't have time to pay to date.
I think I don't have time to pay to date or whatever, but I think it's like, I feel like I do a good job of vetting out the people that I match with. And if I think they're like a quality person, that's why I personally don't see the point in paying for a dating service. I feel like those dating services, they do ask a lot of qualifying questions to see where the compatibility is. And they have like all these algorithms that go into that. And I think
OkCupid's good at that.
I think I do a pretty good job of asking those qualifying questions to begin with. Cause I've told guys like they're like, wow, you seem really great, blah, 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 we should go on a date. I'm like, I just don't see that connection. I'm sorry if I've wasted your time. I have no problem saying that.
So like how quick does that happen? Like,
I mean, some people you get an instantaneous connection. Some people it takes time to grow the connection. I try and foster a conversation if it feels natural to continue fostering a conversation for maybe like a week to 2 weeks, if there's like a slow connection. But some people, the connection is instantaneous, and I still try and foster the connection to see how naturally a date gets asked from that situation. But I mean, sometimes you just kind of lose the connection and that's that.
So when you're on your site, how many pics did you have on there?
Initially, when I first started and when I first started, I had one profile picture and no bio information, which now flip side, I know that is a huge red flag, big no-no.
Well, I will tell you this for me. So I will say that for me personally, and a lot of guys, they don't care. They're just looking at the pictures anyway. For me personally, I will not. There's a couple red flags for me on sites that I would not respond to. I don't respond to no bio. I don't respond, or I don't reach out to no bio. I'm not a fan of half naked pictures. If you have half naked pictures on your profile, I do not respond. If you are taking a selfie, making a kissy face with your butt out in the mirror, not sure what site. I'm not usually on the sites where that's cool. You know what I mean? Or where that's what I would be looking for. There are definitely sites for it, like right. Instagram, your Instagram models in quotation right there. And I have definitely been guilty of checking out a few of those, but I'm not on that site for that. That's not what I'm here for. You know, I'm here for a significant connection, Alyssa. And I would like for you to have a little bit more clothing on. But the no bio is definitely a red flag for me personally.
Absolutely. Because
then what do you respond to? And like, what, you're not even putting the
like,
effort.
Yeah, you're like, hi.
It's that hey that you were talking about.
Can you
about.
Give me that bio? Can you give me a brief synopsis and a bio of who you are so I can actually make sure this is worth my time? Because you're pretty physically attractive, but I don't know if you've got a great personality or not.
So you've switched then now to having a longer bio and fewer pics, or just what did you do?
I feel like I have a very healthy profile on more so Tinder than the other applications.
Why Tinder? Why that
I just
one?
Feel like it was.
Tinder seems so much more superficial than the other ones in my perspective.
I've made some pretty genuine connections through Tinder, I'm not going to lie. But I feel like Tinder kind of has the what is it, like this kind of the natural flow that people are looking for, the click, 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 like. Left swipe, right swipe, left swipe. Like, you know, it's a little bit easier, I feel like, to use. I feel like Bumble is kind of confusing to me. The guy has to start the call. Is it the guy or the girl?
No, it's the woman. So Bumble, too, has the higher percentage of more attractive women are on Bumble.
But I have a Bumble account, but it's like, I don't even know how to, like, when I get a match. I don't even know when I get a match, I feel like. I get so confused. And then when Coffee Meets Bagel, I hardly ever use that one either. I think I used it like for a week and was like, I don't get it. I'm done. I'm good with my Tinder and Bumble. So I just don't know. But I think the maximum amount of pictures, I have 6 pictures and I have a pretty good bio about a little bit about my
personality. So are they like full body? You have the full body pics on there?
Most of them are waist up and fully clothed.
I think you just have most of them.
Well, some of good. Them are shoulder up, like 2 of them are shoulder up.
Okay, so we know what a lot of ladies are good at. Well, guys, and we're hip to this, ladies, I'm gonna let you know right now, we are hip to the angles, we're hip to it. I'm not sure what at one time in one point in time ladies thought they could take the strategic angles and never have a body pick, you know, but no, it's 2018 going into 2019, we're hip to the angles and a lot of the angles that women take picture wise. Now with guys' pictures, what are you looking for in those pictures?
So red flags that I'm looking for is, are there pictures of you kind of in club settings with lots of other girls in the pictures?
What if those are my sisters? What if I have a large family of sisters?
We're all
around the same age.
I think though people who are aware or self-aware of how that makes them look, they kind of put a disclosure like, oh, that's my family, or right. That's my niece. Like, and I appreciate that because it's like, it kind of, we talked about this, how it kind of puts the stigma in your head of if somebody's showing you one picture and they look a certain way in person, it's like, you're dishonest. Like immediately, they may not be a dishonest person, but they've already immediately kind of put the dishonest thought in your head.
Really?
And I mean, not necessarily from pictures with lots of girls, but it's like one picture I get, social event, we all go out, we all go to a club with our friends or with our family, or, you know, we meet people and have an amazing memory with them. Like, I think I met a couple weekends ago, I went out on a Thursday night and I met, it was like a bridal party, but it was like they were doing the bachelor party. It was bachelor and bachelorette. They were doing it all together. And it was like, wow, this is so cool.
Wow.
And I ended up taking pictures with those people. I didn't even know them. I met them that night and I took pictures with them. But I mean, I'm not going to put it on my Tinder profile, But I also look for, if I see, like, if it's like a consistent, like, pictures with multiple girls, or like, even if it's like one picture, okay, no big deal. But if I see there are pictures like of you and one other girl, and it kind of seems like a romantic.
What gives that sense? Like the proximity,
maybe arm around the shoulder, holding hands, like too close, like maybe like kissing your cheek.
Oh, I feel like the kissing cheek is very dead giveaway. I do. I'm an arm around the shoulder pick guy, all with guys and girls.
I don't know. I grew up in a family where we really didn't take pictures like that. But also, I know my brother wouldn't put his arm around me to take a picture. That's just kind of the family I grew up in. We're not really like physical people like that.
No doubt.
I don't know. Like, I mean, it's awkward when like they're like, get together and we have to put our arms around each other. It's like, but it's one of those things.
So then the pictures with other women, is there any other things that you look for? What about, do you like pictures of guys fishing? I hear that's a big thing right now. Are you getting a fishing pic?
Vomit. I don't care. Like, you know what? I've gone fishing twice in my life. It's not for me. I'm not patient enough for it. You know what? It's cool that that's your interest, but if it's every, again, it's one picture is fine, but if it's every single picture, I'm like, you have no life. Like, all you do is fish. And maybe that is their life, and that's totally fine, but your life is not compatible to mine then. So,
wow. So more than one fishing pic, it doesn't matter if the guy can be awesome.
I can handle two pictures at
the most.
I just, because I'm like, it's the same picture of a guy holding the hook with the fish, like, look at what I did. And it's like, great, you fish. Like, good for you. We get it. But right. Then it's like, two pictures. Okay, great. You caught a second fish. Good for you. But it's kind of like one of those things where it's like they take the picture and they modify the colors on the picture. So it's like the person starts off in a white shirt, and then it's a pink shirt, and then it's a blue shirt, and then it's a red shirt, and then it's a yellow shirt. I feel like that's how those pictures look. It's like it's the same picture in five different shirts.
So do you need, are you one of those people who needs like action photo pics?
Not necessarily. I'd like to see that you have more versatility in your life than one activity. Like, you know, if you're hiking, or even if you go out, or if you're at a sporting event, or.
So a better profile is one that has more of those type of pictures on it that are varied, in your opinion, because I'm a horrible, because I don't take a lot of pictures.
And yeah, I don't
so
take a lot of pictures either. I would even be just okay with all selfies. Even if they like had like just generic backgrounds, I'm okay with that too. But it's like, if you are going to put activities in your pictures, you're opening my mind up to saying, okay, this person is into fishing. But if that's the only thing you're into, like if that's the only thing on your profile pictures, I'm like, that already tarnishes my perception of your, before I even get to your bio.
Right, right.
So I'm like, this guy fishes like all the time.
So then it's not a good look.
Yeah, I'm like 5 days a week he's fishing. I'm not a fish person like that.
Do you feel like there's a certain amount of time, like the length of pics? I've seen some women who on their profiles, they have pictures, and at least they'll keep it honest. They'll keep it 100 with you and say, hey, this is from 2011 or something like that. Do you feel like there's a kind of like expiration date on pictures? And when do you feel like that is? Like, what's the latest that should be, in your opinion?
You know, I'm probably a little guilty of that. I made my Tinder profile, I think, in like 2016. So my Tinder profile is about 2 years old. But I feel like, and I ask these questions when I meet people in person, I'm like, do my pictures look like me? And if they're like, yeah, I'm like, okay, well, there's some of them I do change them. But some of them I've kept on there since the beginning because I just liked the picture. But I do think there should be maybe some sort of like application email that goes out like, hey, your Tinder profile or your Bumble profile is 2 years old. Do you want to update the information? Something like that. I think that's fair to ask, because in 2 years, you could go from being a medical student to graduating college, but being like a sign spinner for Subway.
Would you date a sign spinner for Subway? Keep it 100, Alyssa.
At this point in my life, no.
Oh.
However, yes, I have in the past.
So all of you sign spinners out there, just been shut down. You had a chance at one point, but not now. Not with this Alyssa.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I've grown up so much, and I've changed so much of my life. And I kind of, at this point, if I'm dating you, I understand everybody has a hustle and grind, and they go at their own pace.
Like, what if they have another job and a sign spin?
So
what if sign spinning was just one of the jobs?
That's fine. But I mean, if that's your sole primary job, or if like you are buying, Yeah. And if you're being like financially supported by your family, I'm sorry. I'm not at that stage of my life anymore. And I need somebody who's going to understand the stage of my life that I'm in. We can have a rich, full conversation. And it's not going to feel like the mentor mentee kind of thing. Cause I've done that where I've I'm like, this person's a really great person. They're in school, but their job's like a little lacking in my opinion.
So then what's a better, okay. So, and before we get on that, cause we have a few more minutes here. So I want to real quick touch on with the picture situation. You're good with an older picture as long as you look like your picture.
And I'm saying like your picture, like still identical. Like it's like you took the picture yesterday kind of deal. Like if I had put on weight, like significant, I mean, of course it's human. Everybody puts on weight, but if I had put on like 50 pounds from.
And you don't look, it's not that. And that picture is not a representative of who you are.
Right. That's important to update then.
So me personally, I don't like, so here, my situation that I've ran into, Alyssa, is I don't like pictures. Okay. I had some of my profile. I don't like them. It's like painstaking process for me to take pictures and stuff like that. However, I'm always confident, and I will say this, I'm not being just some superficial guy. I would definitely say this, like when I've met people, I know like I look better to me in person than my pictures.
Yeah.
So I know that if I was going to meet somebody, they're not going to be disappointed. They're not going to be like, wow, you don't look like your picture, right? Exactly. I've never gotten that response.
One of your eyes is really lazy.
Right. You know, I don't really like that type of situation. So what do you think, like, if you look better than your picture, is that fine or no?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I take horrible pictures.
I can have any picture I want then.
Yeah, I mean, I take horrible pictures. I'm like all over the place with my pictures. Most of the time they're like, I feel like bad angles or they're of me laughing and I look so ugly when I laugh. But you know what? If you don't like the picture and you don't like me, oh well.
Okay. So then let's wrap up here. Going, getting back to your sign spinner here. Okay. So you said that that's not really attractive to you at this point. Are there, do you feel like there's, cause I know from guys, we don't care what you do if you're attractive, unfortunately. And I would like to say that it's going to change, but I don't think it ever will. Like I will listen. Let me tell you something. If she's attractive enough, I don't care if she cleans the Waffle Houses at night. I'm going to be like, listen, we're going to make a go at this. We're going to try to make it work. Now, with women, I know that's a little bit different. So what do you feel? Do you feel like there are certain jobs that are just like, do you feel like there's ones that people will be like, oh, okay.
You know what? A certain song pops into my mind. You know, everybody plays the fool.
Oh, my.
And I don't
want to
be played the fool.
Gracious.
I've been in that situation.
Do you feel like there's a certain occupation, though, that would make you kind of come off like that?
No, I don't want to feel like I'm ever in a situation where I'm financially funding an entire relationship. And I mean, of course, I'm not solely judging somebody off their job if there's a great connection. And you know what? Maybe their job is at working in fast food, and that's totally fine. But you have to kind of show to me or indicate to me that you also have good financial spending habits. And there's a lot more than just a job. You could be a lawyer but have terrible spending habits and be in like $80,000 worth of debt. I don't want to go out with you.
Right, right. Because they'll disclose the lawyer part and not disclose the debt part.
The $80,000. And then they'll be like, oh, like you're like some of the stuff you're doing, your actions aren't adding up to what you're saying to me about your profession or your lifestyle. So it just, I don't know. But I don't want to be played the fool. And I know at this point in my life.
Do you feel like that's a lot of women are taking that same perspective? Or what do you feel that it's about? Do you feel like that's just something that's just like genetics?
Well, I don't know. And I feel like in this sense, maybe I have more of a masculine approach, but I don't want to feel like I'm being used financially. And I don't.
Wow. That's what I'm. Thank
and
you.
I don't think
welcome
that's
to,
fair.
Welcome to our side, Alyssa. You can just join us over here.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
that.
I don't think it's fair to men. And that's why I'm so much. Women should pay their way. Like they should pay, at least maybe for the first few dates do Dutch. Because that's not fair to the man, especially if you like if you have a certain expectation, that's just not fair to that man to do that, you know?
Well, I feel like that's a very informed perspective. So we will leave it right there at that very informed and excellent last perspective that you put out there. Because me personally, I do like to pay. And I do tend to pay most a good 90% of the time. But it's a situation where at least you want an offer. You know what I mean? At least you want to be like, well, maybe I can,
right.
maybe I, you
if,
know what
if,
I mean?
That's what I always
at least
think about.
Reach, even if you know you're not going to fully grab the check, any kind of motion to reach in that direction is appreciated.
Or like getting your wallet out. I always think about that. Like
something like, exactly. Like you're not just sitting there looking at me like, all right, well.
Where's the wallet? Give me the Amex. But that's the thing. It's like, I know we're running out of time, but if I was in the man situation, that's what I always think about. If I was in the man situation, what would be a good gesture to them? That's how I think about that when I go on dates. If I was in the man situation, what would be a fair gesture to them?
Well, I'm pretty sure we will be discussing more of these topics at some point. Definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. It is a lovely day here in Atlanta. Like I say at the beginning here, but I'm going to say it here at the end because I am with the lovely Alyssa DiTommaso. And this has been Regin ATL. Please check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or Google Play. See you later.